Hallelujah. And His Spirit's in this place. I wonder, would you mind standing to your feet right now? And can we just lift our hands and can we thank Him for His glory and His power and His presence that is so real in this place right now, Lord? Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank You for Your presence and Your power and Your glory that is in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. If you allow me just to speak to you just for just a couple of minutes, I'm gonna operate in what we're feeling right now, just for a couple of minutes, and we're getting ready to move in the Holy Ghost into this next dimension that God wants us to go. Psalm 19 and 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. The heavens declare His glory, and the earth, the firmament, showeth His handiwork." I'm going to just speak to you on this title for just a couple of minutes here. I declare. I declare. And my idea tonight, before I even got up here, was lifting His name up. I want to declare His name and His word and His glory and His power. And by doing that, we're going to lift Him up. And when we lift Him up, His glory comes down. I declare. When you look at the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars, the creation is declaring the glory and the power of God. When you look at the earth, the firmament, when you look at the mountains and the valleys and the hills, and you look at the oceans and the seas and the rivers, and you look at the grass and the fields and the trees and the flowers, there is absolutely no doubt that it is declaring, it is showing, it is manifesting forth the glory and the power of God. Declare means to manifest, to reveal, to show. 1 Corinthians 3 and 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You see, your actions and your attitude and your words will declare. They will manifest. They will show what is in your heart. I don't know about you, but I want my actions and my attitudes and everything that I am and everything that I have to declare the glory of God and what He has done in my life. Oh, you see, I was just a sinner saved by grace. I was just a rotten sinner, but He reached down and pulled me up. He grabbed me and pulled me up, and no longer do I have to live in sin, but I can live in righteousness. So that means that everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I am declaring what God has done in my life. I'm a new person. The things I used to do are gone. The things I used to say are gone. The way I used to act is no more. They are old and they are passed away. Many of you know this, but my dad, both of my grandpas, and all of my uncles were alcoholics. If you were to look at me, you would say that he doesn't have a chance. When I look at what I should have become, when I look at what I could have become, I realize that the only reason I am here is because of that grace and that mercy that was extended to me. And because of that grace and because of that mercy, I want my words and my praise to declare, God, I am thankful. God, I thank You for what You've done in my life. when I lift my hands and when I lift my voice and when I clap my hands, I am declaring that He is worthy of all the praise. That's what we've been doing here tonight. That's what we've been doing here tonight. You see, most of us came to an altar of repentance this morning, and we realized that this old flesh is just old flesh. But God, You have redeemed us. God, You have forgave us. God, and that is why tonight we walked into this place realizing I am nothing without You, and I want to give You glory. I want to declare Your glory and Your honor. Would You do that right now? Would You just declare His glory in this place? Hold on 1 second. We're going to go. The psalmist said, I will declare Thy name. I will declare Thy wonderful works. I will declare what He has done in my life. I will declare His glory and His wonders. I will declare His mighty acts. There is something very powerful when we begin to declare with our voice and with our words what He has done. You see, man, I don't have time to go through all of this, but man was very different than every creation that God created. He created the animals. He created all those things in those 7 days, and then He gave man dominion and authority over everything that He created. Not only did He give him dominion and authority over what He had created, He said, I'm going to let you name those animals. He said, and whatever you speak, whatever you say, whatever you call them, that is what they're going to be called, because I'm going to give you that power with your words. Matthew 21 and 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also, watch this, He didn't say if you think about it. He didn't say if you point your finger towards it. He said, if you say, if you declare it with your voice and with your words, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Do we take Him at His word? I think it's time that the apostolic church begin to operate in the authority that God has given us to say and to declare some things. Oh, would you start declaring some things? I declare healing in this place. I declare faith and I rebuke doubt. I declare peace and I rebuke fear. I declare joy and happiness and I rebuke depression. I declare strength for the weary. I declare health for the sick. I declare life. I declare blessing. I declare revival. I declare restoration. I declare backsliders are coming back. I declare lost loved ones are going to be saved. Somebody declare some things with me. I declare that addictions will be broken. I declare that healing will come to the brokenhearted. I declare it with my mouth because He said, speak it and it shall come to pass. And finally, this is how we're going to end this right now. As we begin to declare who He is, He can't help but show up and demonstrate what it is that we've declared. You see, we don't do it because we want it, Brother Brad. But when I declare that He's the healer, I'm doing it because He's worthy of praise. But somehow, some way, He shows up and becomes the healer. When I declare that he's the miracle worker, I do it because I want to praise him and he shows up with miracles. When I declare, with the words of my mouth that he's the Savior, that he's the provider, that he's the peace speaker, I give him praise and glory and honor. I declare who he is and what he's done, and he begins to show up in those things. So now one more time, I know we've been doing it, but I want you to begin to declare what he is and the power that he has. Would you begin to do that right now? I wish you'd begin to make your way up to the front. Everybody that would you throw your hands in the air? And if you need healing in your body, why don't you start declaring praise to the healer? Ha, there is peace. There is peace that's flowing in this place right now. I declare that he's the miracle worker. I declare healing in this place. I declare, God, that you are the all-sufficient, almighty God. I declare that you are the peace speaker. I declare that you are omniscient. I declare that you are the deliverer. That's it. We're getting ready to go into a new dimension right now. Begin to declare. Begin to praise.